Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Stranger at My Door Finding, My Humanity on the U.S.-Mexico Border by Peg Bowden, is a non-fiction memoir that chronicles how a life can be reoriented by proximity to a humanitarian crisis. Set against the realities of the modern U.S.-Mexico border, the book follows Bowden as she moves from being an observer of migration news to becoming directly involved in aiding people in transit. Through on-the-ground volunteering, she encounters asylum seekers, families, and individuals navigating danger, bureaucracy, and uncertainty. The narrative combines personal reflection with reporting-style detail about the organizations, policies, and social conditions that shape border life. Rather than presenting the border as an abstract political symbol, Bowden frames it as a place where moral choices become immediate and personal. The book explores what it means to welcome strangers, how fear and compassion compete in communities, and how ordinary citizens can respond with practical help while confronting their own assumptions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from spectator to participant in a border crisis. A central arc of the book is the author's transformation from someone who consumes headlines into someone who shows up. Bowden depicts how the border can feel distant until a person decides to witness it directly, and she describes the emotional and logistical steps involved in moving from concern to action. This topic emphasizes the power of proximity once you meet people affected by policy. Their stories can no longer be reduced to categories like migrant or illegal. The memoir format highlights uncertainty and learning in real time, including the discomfort of not knowing the right thing to do and the humility required to follow local expertise. Bowden's experience illustrates how volunteering often begins with small tasks that seem mundane but become meaningful because they support human survival and dignity. It also addresses the internal resistance many people feel, such as fear of the unknown, worry about safety, or anxiety about political backlash. By tracking her shift into participation, the book offers a relatable pathway for readers who care but feel overwhelmed, showing how consistent presence and willingness can matter even without specialized skills. Secondly, humanitarian work as practical compassion. The book presents humanitarian aid not as a grand gesture but as a set of concrete actions carried out under pressure. Bowden describes the day-to-day reality of helping people arriving exhausted, confused, and often traumatized. This topic focuses on how compassion becomes operational, coordinating food and water, providing temporary shelter support, assisting with basic hygiene, orienting families to next steps, and working within systems that can be rigid or unpredictable. The narrative underscores that effective help requires organization, teamwork, and respect for boundaries. It also highlights the tension between urgent needs and limited resources, a recurring challenge for volunteers and nonprofits. Bowden's account points to the emotional labor involved in this work, including bearing witness to suffering while trying to remain steady and useful. Readers see that doing good is not always emotionally satisfying. In the moment, it can be tiring, messy, and complicated by rules and misunderstandings. Yet the book argues that practical compassion is one of the most grounded responses to polarization, because it treats people as individuals with immediate needs rather than as arguments in a debate. Thirdly, border policies and the lived experience of migration. Bowden connects the human stories she encounters to the broader structures that shape them, offering readers a view of how policy becomes lived reality. Without turning into a technical policy manual, the book explores how enforcement, asylum processes, detention practices, and shifting administrative decisions reverberate through shelters, bus stations, and border towns. This topic examines the gap between abstract language and human consequences. Terms like processing, removal, and custody can sound neutral, but the memoir shows how they translate into waiting, separation, fear, and uncertainty. Bowden also depicts how rapid policy changes create confusion for both migrants and aid networks, making it difficult to plan and often increasing vulnerability. The book gives readers a sense of the many actors involved, including federal agencies, local governments, nonprofits, faith communities, and volunteers, each with different constraints and motivations. By grounding policy in specific moments and settings, the narrative helps readers understand why border debates are so emotionally charged and why simplistic solutions can fail. The result is a more textured awareness of migration as a complex human process shaped by law, geography, and chance. Fourthly, community, conflict, and moral identity in border regions. Another important theme is how border communities and volunteer networks navigate conflict, compassion, and identity. Bowden portrays a landscape where people live alongside constant political scrutiny and where disagreement is not theoretical but local and personal. This topic explores how communities decide who belongs, what obligations they have to strangers, and how fear can be amplified by rhetoric and misinformation. The book also illuminates the counterforce networks of support that form across lines of age, religion, politics, and background. Volunteers, organizers, and residents often create a culture of mutual aid that is both resilient and fragile, dependent on trust and shared purpose. Bowden's reflections consider the cost of speaking up and the risk of burnout, especially when helping work attracts criticism or when the problems feel endless. At the same time, she shows how community can be strengthened by service, as people discover new friendships and a deeper sense of values through collective action. The border becomes a mirror for moral identity, forcing individuals and groups to confront what they believe about dignity, responsibility, and the meaning of welcome. Lastly, Finding Humanity Through Encounter and Self-Examination, the subtitle signals the book's inward journey, Finding My Humanity. Bowden emphasizes that the most lasting change may occur within the helper as much as within the situation being addressed. This topic centers on what happens when personal narratives collide with the realities of other people's suffering. The author's experiences prompt questions about privilege, safety, and the assumptions that shape how Americans perceive migrants. Encounters with families and individuals become catalysts for self-examination, revealing how quickly a person can slip into judgment or emotional distancing. The book argues that humanity is not merely a feeling but a practice that requires attention, patience, and the willingness to be changed by what you witness. Bowden also addresses the limits of individual action, suggesting that humility is part of humane engagement you can help without believing you can fix everything. For readers, this theme offers a framework for ethical participation that avoids both saviorism and apathy. By showing how relationships, even brief ones, can pierce stereotypes, the memoir presents empathy as something built through contact, listening, and sustained commitment. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the U.S.-Mexico border beyond slogans, including concerned citizens, volunteers, faith-based and civic groups, students of social issues, and anyone wrestling with how to respond to migration humanely. It can benefit a reader's life by modeling a realistic path from concern to constructive action. Bowden demonstrates that moral clarity often emerges through presence, not through arguments, and that even small acts can restore a sense of agency in the face of overwhelming problems. The memoir also encourages emotional maturity. It shows how to stay compassionate while acknowledging complexity, limits, and fatigue. Compared with many books on immigration that focus mainly on policy analysis or partisan debate, A Stranger at My Door stands out for its grounded, personal viewpoint and its focus on the daily mechanics of aid and encounter. It offers an accessible entry point for readers who might be intimidated by technical discussions but still want depth and context. If you are looking for a book that combines civic reflection with lived experience and a call to practical empathy, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Peg Bowden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.